Radio Shropshire.
Now, West Midlands Rail are changing their services from this weekend. On Sunday, the Shrewsbury to Birmingham line will run once an hour at off-peak times, and the route will now include Smethwick, Galton Bridge and not Sandwell and Dudley. The company says the changes have been implemented to provide a more reliable and robust timetable. Colin Major is from Rail Future and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So West Midlands Rail say that by having less services or fewer services, they'll be giving a better service overall. What do you make of that?
It's interesting, isn't it? The challenge must be that in the present climate, where people are not prepared to work rest days and other things, that they have to have a timetable which will meet, they can deliver. I think, actually, some of the improvements are quite good. Looking at it as an outsider, and I don't live in Shropshire, but I do live in one of the shires of the West Midlands, you know, a train that we, knowing that you can catch a train at 40 minutes past the hour, every hour, is better than the previous timetable, where it used to be 47 minutes past the hour, 43 minutes past the hour, 46 minutes past the hour. So you're never quite sure what time you had to get there. And looking at the timetable, you've got two trains an hour which go through from West Midland Trains. I think the biggest change is not by West Midland Trains, but by Transport for Wales, who are missing out Smethwick Galton Bridge.
There's been obviously a lot of chaos for quite a while now for a lot of rail users around the country, but also around Shrewsbury. So you're saying then that this is actually a positive thing because you know exactly what time that train will come?
Well, yes. I mean, instead of having to worry about whether you get there early or late, we've been advocating for quite some time that we have what is called clock face times. So you know every day that there is going to be a train at 40 minutes past the hour to Birmingham.
Do you know what has why they've made this decision?
Well, I think it's consistency, and it's something we've been lobbying for. We've advocated that, you know, if a train starts from a station, you should know exactly what time that train will start, rather than having to worry and look up individual train times. It worked in Switzerland exceedingly well.
So the strikes, have they played any part in this decision?
I don't think so. I think this is a timetable which has been agreed for the future with Network Rail. We had a meeting with them and on the West Coast Main Line and this service 11 days ago. And they are very confident that they can deliver these trains, two trains an hour in the rush hour. So you've got one at 10 past the hour and one at 40 minutes. And then from 8 o'clock on, 8:40 onwards, it's 40 minutes past the hour to Birmingham.
I constantly see pictures on social media, Colin, of people who have paid, you know, a reasonable amount of money for a train ticket on a train, and quite often they don't have a seat, even if they've booked one. They're not getting their value for money at the moment, are they?
Listen, I'm a member of a volunteer passenger group, a volunteer-run passenger group, and I travel on the train as well as everybody else. I'm not a spokesman for West Midland Trains. You know, goodness me, I get very, very frustrated. It isn't helped by the fact that there's been a shortage of drivers or ability to train drivers. Almost every train company's got that. And it isn't helped by the fact that staff are reluctant to work on their days off. Because things like the weekends, where we've got a lot more people travelling, Sunday is not part of the working week. So it's, people, drivers and crew and maintenance people, volunteer to work overtime to fulfil that service.
I mean, there's been issues as well regarding safety, hasn't there? And the people who are used for signalling.
Well, There is, I think that is all part of the general picture. There is a breakdown of good industrial relations between the employees and the train operating companies and with Network Rail, who do the signalling. And the maintenance of the track. It's very, very frustrating. I catch a West Midlands train three times a week. I don't commute, but I catch a train three times a week. And I suffer like everybody else. Unfortunately, some of the problems we see on the television is the fact that there is only one train an hour. And if something should happen, then that gets overcrowded. That shouldn't happen with the services that we expect from them. And we had a meeting 11 days ago, and we were quite strong in the fact that we wanted a promise from them that they could deliver it. And they got a new managing director. They got other people at West Midland Trains, and they have committed themselves to delivering this timetable.
Are you confident then, finally?
Well, as long as they can sort out the problems and get the new diesel trains that you're getting to Thursby running on time and reliably, yes, I believe they could. Western Trains could deliver this timetable, but that is the big challenge. That and the industrial relations.
Of course. Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you. That's Colin Major from Rail Future on BBC Radio Shropshire. It's coming up to 7 minutes to 8.